Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you today about reflections of a granny. I'm called Granny by my 8 grandchildren, and I love it. In fact, it was actually my idea. I know some women who really deplore anything that would indicate that they're old, and so they think of all sorts of substitutes for words like grandmother or granny or grandma. But you know, I used to wonder why grandparents were so nutty. Now I know. I couldn't love my grandchildren less than I love their mother. And I pray for those grandchildren. I pray the prayer of Amy Carmichael. Father, hear us, we are praying. Hear the words our hearts are saying. We are praying for our children. Keep them from the powers of evil, from the secret hidden peril, from the whirlpool that would suck them, from the treacherous quicksand pluck them. Through life's troubled waters steer them. Father, Father, be thou near them. Through life's bitter battle cheer them. From the worldling's hollow gladness, from the sting of faithless sadness, Holy Father, save our children. And wherever they may bide, lead them home at eventide. By Amy Carmichael, who was a single woman, but she mothered hundreds of children, Indian children whom God gave to her to mother. I've been making albums for each of my grandchildren, picture albums, to give them some idea of their heritage, because I was fortunate enough to receive a good many old pictures that go back a number of generations. And I think the oldest picture that I have is that of my granddaughter Elizabeth's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, whose name was Abijah Howard, a picture taken in 1788. And so in Elizabeth's album, that's the first picture in the album, and I have pointed out to her that Abijah Howard would only be one of 128 grandparents in that generation. Have you stopped to think about that? If you think about the fact that your father represents a generation, and you've got one father, but then you've got two grandfathers, and you've got four great-grandfathers, and if you follow the progression, you're going to have, by the fifth great-grandfather, by the great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, in other words, there will be 128 grandparents in that generation. Think of the genes that each one of them contributed. Think of the mystery of personality, of the DNA, of the uniqueness of that child. And I look at Abijah Howard's picture in Elizabeth Shepherd's album, and I think of the mystery of personality, of DNA, of uniqueness. Then one of her grandfathers was born in a shack in Stonington, Connecticut. His name was Henry Clay Trumbull, and he was a chaplain in the Civil War. And then his son-in-law was Philip E. Howard, who was a writer and an editor. And his brother-in-law was Charles G. Trumbull, also a writer and an editor. And so it goes, etc. Genes passed down. I think I've counted up about 7 writers in my background. And the Bible says that older women are to teach the younger. That means obedience. That is a holy assignment and a privilege. Reflections of a Granny. I think a lot about my responsibility to teach younger women. I'm very greatly blessed in having a daughter who still wants my advice. She's over 40, and she asks my advice. Even my son-in-law asks my advice. And I have granddaughters who are willing almost literally to sit at my feet. I remember one time when I was staying in their home, Christiana and Elizabeth, the two teenagers, asked if we could just have talk time in the evening. The parents were out. I was there to be babysitting. And it was fascinating to watch the 10-year-old brother who didn't want to miss out on this girl talk time. And he was racing around, pretending that he wasn't paying any attention to us, but he was hanging over the banisters. He was turning somersaults behind the sofa, and he was just sort of in and out and round. He didn't want to miss even his granny's advice to those granddaughters. Think about this holy assignment that God has given us and what a privilege it is, and be thankful that God has given it to you. Your letters indicate that many are willing to listen. And I have here a letter on grandmothers. She says, I have wanted to write to you for so long and thank you for your wonderful ministry, etc. I address you by your first name only because to me you are a dear friend who encourages me daily. You also have been the answer to my prayer for a godly older woman as an advisor. There are so few who are visible. I only discovered your radio program last year and I love it. It's so good to hear godly advice that is shared from a consistently biblical approach. I'm 37, married to a man who loves being a family doctor in a rural area. We have 5 beautiful girls, ages 8 to 6 months. We homeschool through ATIA. I am learning so much about God and life than I ever did while earning a BA and an MDiv degree. It took me a long while to come home, as I had been deluded by a lot of false ideas and was searching for myself. I had no idea of the absolute joy of being a mother. The more rights I have released to the Lord, the more rich and full my experience as a believer. We want so much to have a Christ-centered, peaceful home and to minister as a family. This has been difficult as we have grown in some commitments which cause us to say no to certain things and curtail some church activities. There's so many who want family members involved in 101 different activities that are all age segregated. We are realizing ministry as having families into our home for meals, for encouragement, having singles in for meals, visiting older people, etc. You have encouraged us that this is the right direction for us to take. Thank you so much for that encouragement. I can't even read the name, but I do want to be the kind of woman who does encourage that sort of hospitality, and that is a ministry. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Now, about grandparents who leave in the winter. Dear Elizabeth Elliot, listening to you today with your conversation about grandmothers, I was so glad someone was talking about us. My husband retired quite a few years ago. He decided we should retreat from winter here on our mountain and spend the winter, November through April, in Arizona. Since we are parents to 5, 4 of whom are married, and we have 12 grandchildren, it was difficult for me to go along with this. Our children all live here in Colorado or close, and it just seems so wrong not to be close where we could help out now and then. When we arrived in Arizona, I found that I was only one of hundreds of women who had gone along with their husbands but were feeling very useless and displaced and yearning to be home with their grandchildren close and their friends and churches nearby. Eventually, we learned to find a niche where we can be of use, most of us, but it takes a while each time. It seems to me that we have brought on this situation partly by being so busy with church activities, friends, and children, that our husbands, needing us to be more interested in and available to them when they retire, seem to need to get us away from all those things. But the big picture seems to show a big waste of fairly healthy, wise, and capable people, many doing nothing more important than playing golf, swimming, and craft work. Perhaps I'm too concerned about this, but I do see a lot of them becoming unhappy, drinking too much, wasting away, not living very long. What could we do to turn this around? Or should we? Well, I do thank you for that letter, and I applaud that woman's suggestions. And I have some suggestions. If you can't change your husband's mind about going to Arizona, take this time to write letters, not just to make phone calls. Letters are in a totally different category. They're savable. They can be a keepsake. You can send books. You could give a phone card to your grandchildren. And Psalm 66 talks about both trouble and praise. You must have some stories about troubles in your life and ways in which the Lord turned it into praise and showed you the good that came out of the evil. The psalm begins, "Shout with joy to God all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious." But then in verse 10, it says, "You, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison, laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water." How about telling your grandchildren some of those things in letters so that they can save them? Let them know your stories. Keep up with their interests. And perhaps this may be easier to do when distant than when close by. It's my experience to be on one coast and have all my grandchildren on the other one. We live on the East Coast, they live on the West. I do call them occasionally, but I write a lot more letters than I make phone calls. I try to keep up with their interests, and they write to me, and that is a treasure. You can believe I have saved every single letter that any one of those children has written. And of course, a good many of them were required by their mother because I had sent them something or done something for them. And their mother makes them write thank you notes. But as they grow older, they write quite long and very interesting letters. Reflections of a Granny. What are you thinking about these days as to your responsibility for your grandchildren?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.